Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real. Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Bang! What is up, pizzas? The Video Game Bang is back in your life. Corey Vincent here. The show is brought to you by NerdReactor.com, Corsair Gaming, and Antlion Audio. All the stuff you already know. What you don't already know is that this man is the Chewbacca mask to my crazy white woman, Aaron Carter. How you doing?
That is terrible. I don't know why that video is popular.
I have no idea.
A lot of people seem to like that lady. And she got free stuff. Did you see that?
Tons of free stuff.
She got a stupid amount of free stuff.
I thought she was pretty cool, personally.
But it wasn't like it was a crazy, like, entertainment. It was like, okay, she has the mask. It's kind of funny, but...
Well, I think it was just a matter she of got, just, like, take
But it took the internet by storm.
Yeah, she got invited to, like, Facebook and stuff like that to hang out
I'm
there.
I'm just glad it wasn't Kardashian's ass.
The number one, like, video to be ever streamed live on Facebook live thing. She was on the James Corden? Corden?
Kurt Cobain show?
Yeah, the Kurt Cobain show?
I thought it was James Corden.
James Gordy?
Corden.
Chef Gordon?
Corden.
Corduroy the Bear?
Yes, Corduroy the Bear.
You heard her voice. She is the small child to my gorilla. Jada, how you doing?
Yes, right. I got you killed.
So what's up with the world? I mean,
I don't know.
We seem to move from one little fad to the next. It's Lady with the Chewbacca Mask takes over the internet for like a week, and now Gorilla... Did you see the video, Aaron?
I saw part of the video. I didn't see the actual video.
Holy
of him getting
moly. No, I didn't see the part of the gorilla
murder,
getting shot.
Of the murder.
No, but I saw the gorilla grab that child by the foot and then just drag him fast. But the kid was super chill.
Of course, because they didn't know what's going on.
Like, probably in a fear, panic, you know, shock.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have been crying like a bitch.
Well, me too.
You know what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Two-year-olds have no clue about what's going on.
I think it was four, from what I read. He was like 3.5 to 4.
Either way, they still are new to the world.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit, because there's a lot of interesting opinions about that. I'd love to see this. But it is a video game podcast. She is the Last of Us to my PS3. How are you doing, Madison?
I'm all right.
I'm good. Why'd you say Canadian? I'm all right.
And then you went and tried British.
What's that, a boot?
Terrible.
Thanks for showing up, Madison. You came straight from work, or do I understand? Or what happened?
Are you talking to me?
I did ask you as a guest on the podcast. It is your turn.
Yes, my work is a stay-at-home mom.
There we go.
Exactly.
There we go.
The hardest job in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jada, you just got a new job.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Moving back out to SAC finally.
You take care of children.
Yep.
So what do you think about this gorilla thing, the gorilla baby thing? Who's at fault here?
Oh, God. Putting me on the spot here. All parties, I'd say. The parents, you know, for not paying too close enough attention. You know, when I'm watching kids, especially ones that aren't my own, I pay... better attention, but I mean, as parents, I know.
I heard they had like several small children with them as well, and it's hard to take care of several small children.
Oh, I know. I have families I watch where three or four of them, they're running around. Sometimes you're sprinting back and forth, trying to keep one out of something, and another one gets into something else. Those are our humpback whales that we've moved into.
Chewbacca killing back there. Jeez.
Yeah.
My wife just got a Chewbacca mask, and she's having a good time.
Yeah, she's trying to get that free stuff.
If you guys have heard in the background, we've had loud noises and crashing. It's because VGB Studios and my house in general is going through some upgrades. We are installing hardwood floors. And then the fellow who is helping us, this is the last appointment.
His name is Chewbacca. he's helping.
We're at the final steps. They're installing the hardwood planks onto my stairs, which is right behind the studio. So I appreciate your guys' understanding.
Sounds like there's about to be some kind of White Walker attack.
Oh, man. Game of Thrones.
That's the horn. Is that the horn yes. that warns everybody?
Yes. Well, we heard it three times now, didn't we?
Yes, yeah. we did.
Isn't that the same sound they had in the World of Worlds?
Yeah, I think
yeah, it
so.
Is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots going on in VGB World. Aaron and I and Jada and Joey, who you've seen on the show, mm-hmm. are getting ready to go to E3 with Nerd Reactor.
E-sizzle.
Everything's getting... We're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. We got our flights ready. Hotel stay is all locked in. Now we're just ready to go see what the world of video games has to offer us in the rest of 2016. In our last episodes, we've talked about things we're hoping to see. Red Dead Redemption probably being the top one. Jada, we haven't had you on the show yet talking about E3. What are you excited about?
God, I don't even know. Zelda? I want to play that Zelda.
Did you hear that that demo might be like 90 minutes or something like
hey,
that?
Hey, I am all down. Yeah. I am all
to
down
wait
for...
in that line, though?
Oh, yeah. And that's
oh, no. I'm not going to be waiting in no line. I will not be waiting in a line to play Zelda.
How are you
going to
get to the front?
I will just walk to the front.
I'm sure everyone else is going to love that.
It'll work. Trust me.
Mobbed by children.
I've done it before.
Gotten mobbed by children?
That and walk to the front of lines at E3.
Okay.
I know. I have my tricks. I have my specialties.
It's going to be a lot of fun. As soon as we get back, pretty much, you can see Video Game Bang live at Sacramento Wizard World. So if you guys are going to that, we will have a live panel on Saturday at 6?
Way to go.
30? 6:30 to 7:15, I think. We got like a 45-minute show. And we're going to have Janice Davis with us, and we're going to try and get a couple other little special appearances. It's going to be a little VGB All-Stars, we're going to call it. So if you're in the area, Northern California, be sure to catch us at Sacramento Wizard World. Oh, also something else we're doing really cool for our patrons. So we've gotten some requests because, you know, although the shows are amazing, everybody loves the podcast. But then after the podcast, we usually talk for like 30 to 40 minutes plus about just random topics, and we started, you know, people were telling us we want to hear the bonus stuff. Unfortunately, we switched to Libsyn, which is where we host this podcast now. We moved from SoundCloud to Libsyn because it enables us to do more stuff with the website we're building. But one of the caveats to that is that there's a data limit. We can only upload a certain amount of episodes in a given month. So to curb that, we are taking the bonus, recording it, and uploading it specifically to our Patreon. Now, this is to anybody who's a Patreon, so it's just, even if you're given $1 a month, you have access to all the bonus content. It basically doubles the shows, because we talk after the shows for quite a while, and a lot of people really like those topics. Like, last week, we talked about lizard people.
Yeah, I got some messages saying, are we doing a conspiracy show now?
Well, it was a good episode. Yeah. It was good stuff. Like, we talked about the Bernstein versus the Bernstein Bears.
Oh, that's fun. That one's fun.
What else did we talk about? The airport in Denver.
House for all evil, apparently.
Well, the Freemasons anyways.
There's a lot to that, yeah. No, there's a stupid amount of...
We're talking about gray people. Yeah. I mean, it got nuts. So if you want to hear those bonus little tidbits, we post those to our Patreon, patreon.com/videogamebang. But besides that, we have a lot of news and not very much time to get to it. So we are going to start with this one. Who's next? Goldberg to be featured in the WWE 2K17 as the pre-registered character.
They've run out of people.
The pre-order character?
The pre-order character.
So you said he's a legend?
I don't know.
Why isn't he like a legend? He's not wrestling currently, is he?
No.
So...
He's wrestling old age. And a deteriorating physique.
He'll win that one. He's Goldberg. Undefeated.
Well, did you see who it was in 2016?
No, who was it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator.
What? Really?
Can't you just make him? Like a create a character type of deal?
I don't know why.
They got Arnold to come in and do the voice acting.
That's stupid.
It was pretty dumb. Too niche. Like, I wasn't going to buy the game anyways, but when I saw Terminator, first of all, why? But when you put Goldberg on there, it starts bringing up those feelings of that theme song.
See, I just keep thinking like Gold Member from Austin Powers now.
That's very different. Goldberg would 100%
different.
Would spear Goldmember through a table and then give him one of those things.
Terrible.
That he used to do. Aaron Goldberg was your favorite.
He was,
wrestler.
But that's not enough to get me to buy this game anymore. It's not like the olden Nintendo 64 games, you know, WrestleMania 2000, No Mercy. But, and the company that makes them, I can't even say that, because the company that made those games, they're gone.
THQ
was gone. So yeah. I was going to say that would get me back into it. I'd go and buy another THQ wrestling game.
I probably would too, and I haven't played wrestling since 64, the 64 days.
So
they really changed the format. Like, they broke key fob. Kayfabe? Yeah, what? It's kayfabe. Key fob is like...
That's for your car.
For your car.
Yes, it's a kayfabe.
Kayfabe in wrestling is the dedication, like... Kayfabe is like to their storyline, their dedication to the storyline. So when they break kayfabe, it means that they're...
I've never heard of that before.
You never heard of that? It's an insider term.
Yeah.
Was Goldberg around when China was around?
Yes.
On the other network.
Yeah, on another...
Okay. Separate, but yes. Same time period.
Same sport, right?
Same faux sport, yeah.
Sport entertainment.
Yes.
Entertainment.
Sports entertainment.
Yeah, it's not a sport. It's sports entertainment. And then he was just a mass popular character when he came out.
Oh yeah, when he hit WCW,
Goldberg, it was
he went like a long undefeated streak, like 100-something.
They completely like faked it.
It was all real.
Every time he came out, it was like, oh, he had 30 matches in between last Monday and today.
He was
the gold member of wrestling.
No,
damn it, squeeze that.
You are really trying
to. She's reaching.
Yeah, no, I don't know about
that.
So not bringing you back, but anyways, in these wrestling games, they really stress, like, you're not playing like wrestling. Before, when we were playing a game, it was like a fighter, like we're trying to win, you know, there's no in this one they acknowledge that you're trying to entertain the crowd at the same time,
and that's where they fail. That's where they fail. You know why? The original, the THQ one, had such a good fighting mechanic that other games even mimicked it. Whenever you had, what was that? The one with the rappers on it.
Def Jam.
Oh, Def Jam.
Def Jam.
And
totally
Fight for New York. They both ripped it right off of that.
Completely took Fight for Revenge whatever the other one, I forget.
So
your big one.
You know you had a good thing on your hand when others, you know, mimic. Just like how Call of Duty, you know, oh, we have a good game. Other shooters mimic Call of Duty. It's the same thing. So when THQ went debunked and nobody wanted to pick up the same format, they screwed it all up. And now they're doing entertainment as the big thing? Yeah,
but that's the weird thing about, like, wrestling
fans. They're
just
trying to make it like the actual thing. It's just entertainment now instead of actual.
I guess so. That's terrible.
Like, wrestling fans are very weird. Especially in today's age. They're not like we used to be, Aaron. You know, we suspended our disbelief and we were in it for the storylines and the middle fingers and the boobs and the, you know, bra and panty matches and all that crazy wild
the
stuff.
The good stuff.
Nowadays, like, the wrestling fans are so meta. Like, they hate the good guys like John Cena and Roman Reigns. Those guys we looked up the other week. These guys come out and they get booed.
Well, Roman Reigns should be one. And then I think John Cena he's worn out his welcome. I think he should be on to the next.
Cena?
Yeah.
So you want him to go, you want him to follow The Rock?
Yeah.
He's already a pretty damn good actor.
He's done some, yeah.
Yeah, he needs to, but when
I'm not
talking
about the Marine.
When The Rock comes back to like wrestling, in between, you know, the movies that he's done and stuff like that, he gets a giant applause and everybody's all excited because he's been away for a long time. So he comes back and they got that. Cena stuck around for a long time. Like, he was just wrestling.
Yeah.
And then
he
went and did the Marine. And
now he's back to just wrestling.
Yeah.
He's doing the opposite of what The Rock is doing.
Exactly.
And it's not working.
Cena.
He's become the memes. That's what he's doing.
Let them miss you for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to reserve the game. I know Goldberg's coming back. People are speculating that this means he's going to do WrestleMania or something, actually make a fighting comeback. But he has a tumultuous relationship with the WWE. I don't see that happening. Rumor, Injustice 2 is in development, set to release in 2017. According to Gameblog, NetherRealm Studios is currently developing the next installment of Injustice fighting game series. It's expected that Warner Brothers Interactive will release information at E3, possibly shortly before the event. The game will run on the Unreal Engine, possibly Unreal 4, and will be released on the PS4, Xbox One, and Steam.
So they've continued the Injustice comic book for a few more issues, like a good chunk of them. I wonder if they're just going to take that story, if this is all true, take that story and then video game.
Would you like to see that, or do you want to see them progress the story?
Well, the story progresses actually quite well.
Yeah, so it's going to extend well.
Yeah, they've actually done a lot of good things in the storyline.
What are some things you like?
Well,
Lucas Tillery 26 just got banged.
Hey, Lucas!
They have a...
how are you? Sorry, that's one of mine.
They have a... they have a lot of people that were good guys definitely switch to the bad guys, and they bring a lot of the smaller characters from, like, the Justice League Dark up into the kind of the forefront and stuff like that. So it's a... I don't know. If they put, like... Constantine in the fighting game in the next one, it'd be interesting to see how they play him out, but I don't know, it's a decent story.
NetherRealm loves the crossovers.
Yeah,
they especially see with Mortal Kombat. Even in the last one, they brought Scorpion into Injustice. So we could see that happening again. If you hear that noise, that is Jada bringing all her fans to the BGB. Look at that, Jada love.
Who else was that?
I missed it.
Virus 916.
Oh yeah, that's my buddy Maddie.
I liked the original storyline from Injustice. It was actually enjoyable, although I stopped playing fighting games for stories.
What? I mean, you mean you're not playing that Street Fighter V for the story mode?
Yeah, oh yeah,
right, say, now? Is that what stopped
it? You're not playing that right now? We have, thankfully, we should have the full one out next month with Ibuki.
Oh, that's right. Ibuki was announced. Are you excited for that?
I'm so excited for Ibuki. Oh, my goodness.
Are you still a Cammy main?
Still a Cammy main, yes. I stuck with her over Rashid. But Ibuki's going to be my, like, right there, like, neck and neck with Cammy. I'm going to be putting major hours in with Ibuki.
Good, you're going to need it. Next story. Blizzard hopes to improve Overwatch play of the game highlights. Now, collective sigh of relief. This is one of the bane of my existence. I love the damn game, but... I hate when they choose some bootsy-ass play of the game that has no relevance.
They do that all the time, though. It'll be like a Torbjorn hitting a turret, and that's it. But his turret is doing all the kills or something like that. And
he's just standing there picking his ass, and it's just like, kill.
I literally had one where this guy just ran around corners. That was it. He's just walking. Oh, like, wow. Didn't shoot a single shot. And I was like, wait, what? I had a quadra kill.
I don't know what their algorithm is. I think it should just be difficulty of... I don't know, points achieved. That's what I was saying. Because you can't just be like, kill, because there's some other things that happen, like people rezzing other people, or, you know. I mean, with Roadhog, I've done, like, some sick hooks, and no way that's ever going to get play of the game, because it's just one hook or something like that.
The hook is, like, the trolliest move.
I love it so much.
It can annoy... it's a blitzcrank, but, like, I've been a Reinhardt before, charging what I thought was an unsuspecting... pig guy. What's his name?
Roadhog.
Yeah. I'm charging him. He turns around, hooks me right out of my charge.
Love it. I love it so much.
He's also vicious against Bastions.
Yep.
Because they're stationary. If you could sneak up on him, you hook him into you. He's a good character. I just wish their character model wasn't so damn ugly.
There's I can't remember what level it is, but there's like a... It's one of the ones where you have to hold point. But around the point is there's like a hole that people can just fall
in the center. That the map you were playing earlier.
I was just playing it. Yeah.
I've seen that happen when my husband was playing it.
I love just hooking people right across the hole and then dropping them. That's it.
It's like, a good feeling.
You're dead.
It's a good feeling to have.
That'll never get play of the game though.
No,
that's what's sad.
I think another part that needs to get taken into account for play of the game is the relation, like, to how close the game is to ending. Like, to me, a quadra kill in the last 10 seconds of a game whenever they're about to capture a point or something is worth so much more than some triple kill with a damn...
Turret.
Yeah, turret or...
Bastion
or the rat guy. What's his name?
Junkrat.
Junkrat. Well, I mean, he has some good... play the game worthy stuff.
If he gets a good wheel.
Are you talking about like a
his ultimate?
If it's a if he gets to play a game from like his martyrdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Martyrdom.
Yeah. That sucks a lot, yeah.
I tracer jumped into a martyrdom once. I was like, oh fuck. Yeah. I totally forgot that was his passive.
Yeah, when
essentially,
he dies,
and I was
it's
like,
so stupid.
I blinked there because I was running from somebody else, and
I was like, you knew people hated it in Call of Duty.
Yep.
You just said I'm gonna throw it in this game too.
Awesome.
Variables that factor into the play of the game honors include damage dealt, kills, and healing allies. Also, less obvious things like the difficulty of making a shot. A snipe of someone halfway, half a screen away who was just chilling out and waiting to be headshot won't be weighted as heavily as tracers zipping across, barely in sight, and you manage to pick her off, Hamilton said. But he illustrated the difficulty of using hard numbers to determine subjective results about, like, Xayonetta, for example, who's an offensive support. He goes on to say, I think at one point we were tweaking it with Xayonetta would almost get play of the game every time he popped his ultimate because he would just do a massive amount of healing, and the algorithm would almost always freak out. But playing Zermeda just floating there wasn't interesting. Hopefully they figure it out.
I don't even like Overwatch, so this is just not my conversation.
You're just you're just not the straight PvP.
Is this where something is so cool and getting so much attention and you're just being
a
hipster?
It might be because like I've barely even given it a shot. I just don't even want to try it. Like,
why would you not want to try it? Don't you play League?
I haven't played League in over a year.
What do you do?
She moms.
I've been playing Kingdom Hearts. Both the old 1.5 remake and the game on my phone. That's what I've been doing.
There you go.
I'm so lame. I know. I'm so hipster.
Not a hipster. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, that was heartless.
Aerostar blasts Suicide Dang Squad heartless. Movie for ruining TV show plans. So Willa Holland, who is Speedy, has come forward to voice her frustration with the way that Warner Brothers is handling the separation of its DC Comics film and television universe, noting that the company should learn a few things from Marvel.
I haven't watched Arrow in a while.
I'm all caught up.
But she's right.
No, she totally is right.
Yeah, she's 100% right.
I honestly don't, like, you know how they have, you know, they have the new actor for Flash or whatever. Uh-huh. I don't even want to see, see another actor for Flash.
I don't like Flash guy.
I like, what is his name, Grant Gustin?
Grant Gustin, yeah.
I like him as Flash. He fits Flash perfectly.
I'm starting to like the new Teen Titans.
The Teen Titans Go?
Yeah, it's horrible.
The little kid
the
one?
The little kid one,
it's so ridiculous, it's actually funny sometimes.
It does have its moments.
They made it like a little, like a funny, they try to go for that.
tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't like that.
They're supposedly doing a crossover episode with the Powerpuff Girls really soon, so I need to watch that episode.
And that's the final straw right there. that's literally just,
you don't want to welcome the Powerpuff Girls into the DC universe?
I think my do not pass go moment was the Tooth Fairy episode.
I didn't
anything that has a Tooth Fairy episode.
It was pretty ridiculously good.
Oh, I don't know. Fairly Odd Parents had a Tooth Fairy episode, and that show was awesome.
Again, past my prime when it came to cartoons. I don't know. I think, wasn't there Chloe Bennett or something like that? Or the chick from S.H.I.E.L.D.?
She said the same thing, though. She's pissed at Marvel for not giving any nods in the movies to the show. So, like, I can't, like, you know, Speedy says, you know, she thinks they should take a page from Marvel. Marvel's not really doing much else. The only actor who's really transcended both has been Coulson.
And Sam Jackson for, like, one episode.
Yeah, he did a cameo for, like, 30 seconds.
But, I mean,
it's better.
It's difficult for them to do it because it's like, okay, we have the movie universe and the TV universe. I mean, it's all the same, but, you know, it's still kind of separate. I think she just wants to get into the movies.
Oh, for sure.
And that's understandable.
Yeah, she wants to go big time.
But for DC, they're not in the same universe. They're just like two totally different things. There's a TV and there's a movie universe. Like, none of them will ever even be mentioned in one or the other.
Nope. And which is sad.
So stupid. So stupid.
Both Holland and Katrina Law have noted that Arrow's Stephen Amell, the Flash Grant Gustin, would kill it if they were given the opportunity to play their respective roles on the big screen. Yeah. Instead, Gustin's role is being portrayed by Ezra Miller, with Holland noting that basically you're giving the world two different Flashes all of a sudden. It's true, man. People who consume a lot of this content are not ready to deal with the fact that there's two of the same character going on at the same time. Like, this is going to confuse all of our aunts and grandmas and moms out there who try and feign interest in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to only make us have to explain more and more things to our nieces and nephews.
Yeah, not just even that, just to the people that are big fans of Marvel who are like, okay, there's only one Iron Man. There's not a TV show for Iron Man. And if there was, it'd be Robert Downey there. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd probably expect that same format to be over in the DC universe.
Yeah, most people, I bet, don't even know they're different. They expect Thor and Superman to be hanging out.
So it's going to be...
I didn't for a while there, honestly, actually.
You didn't know that they were different?
Not until I was in my 20s, yeah.
Sheesh, that's a long time for that. That's a long time.
I think so. Well, I mean, I was only, like, barely into the superhero stuff. I was much more a Lord of the Rings and Star Wars too. Stuff.
Well, to be fair, though. Yeah. Superman and Thor are both negligible characters in their universes.
Wow. Forgettable. Big word.
Forgettable.
Now, did you guys see the news story that Thor Ragnarok is going to be including elements from Planet Hulk?
They got to.
Well, they have
I'm excited for that.
They have the big green man in space.
Yeah, but I'm in space. What do you mean in space?
Well,
he just flew off.
He's like in. Well, he's going to end up with Thor, who's going to be like traversing planes of existence and realms. You know,
I think
so
that's fine.
They're going to be passing through space.
They're
make a pit stop off at Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
Merging them together, I think would be all right.
Makes me think of like that scene in Aladdin showing a whole new world.
I don't think that scene is going to get played in Thor Ragnarok.
They're both riding on a magic carpet together.
It's going to get memed like crazy.
They both reach for Mjolnir at the same time and their hands touch.
Because just like Jada said, Thor's not that interesting in the universe. So they got to throw him a bone in there.
Well, they got like Ragnarok is supposed to be this epic, you know, meltdown of their whole existence. And then you're going to be weaving in Planet Hulk on top of that.
What do you think is the meltdown of their existence?
There's a whole Planet Hulk?
All right, a quick little... basically what happens is the Illuminati...
I thought that was just some, like, accident.
No. So the Illuminati comes together and they decide Hulk is way too dangerous for Earth.
Okay.
They basically trick him into getting on a spaceship and just launch him off blindly into space to never come back. He ends up landing on a planet. He gets turned into, like, a gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, wins all of his fights and battles and becomes the king of this place. The ship explodes and kills his wife, and then he comes back to Earth to wreak havoc in World War Hulk, which happens right after that. That's the whole thing in a nutshell, right, Aaron?
Can all these people on this planet go Hulk too?
No. They only called it Planet Hulk
because he ruled
he's
it.
There and he basically rules it. Yeah. Oh, so there are no other Hulks.
I thought it was like just a planet of a bunch of Hulks. Like,
yeah, no,
like there's a whole planet of Hulks.
Oh man. Oh.
All different colors and sizes.
Right?
You know, if you weren't adorable, we would throw you out that window right now. But you're cute, so you get to stay.
Thanks.
Right.
It works for something.
In my opinion, if you're gonna do a Planet Hulk, it's got to end up in a World War Hulk.
Because
that's the best part, in my opinion. Planet Hulk's a great story and everything, but the payoff is when he comes back and
I would have liked Planet Hulk.
It's gonna be rough though. Like that's
gonna
be such a rough storyline to weave into their current.
They can't do a World War Hulk.
With the whole Infinity Stones. I mean, the only thing I could see is, like, if it happens and he comes back during the whole time when Thanos comes or whatnot. And like,
bad timing.
Like, yeah, you know, just terrible timing. Like, Hulk is wrecking shit and then Thanos shows up. And it's like, well, fuck.
I wonder if they're going to ever go into, like, controlled Hulk.
Mm.
To where he can speak and, you know.
I thought they were kind of getting there at the end of Ultron.
But it's a little
to a degree
direction. Yeah, they're pointing in that one. But I want to see full blown.
That's how that line
conversation
while you
with
guys
Thor,
are talking,
Hulk.
My mind's going into this like Harry Potter esque Hulk universe where like you turn 13 and you turn into the Hulk and you get to choose your Hulk color. And
that's not the Planet Hulk.
You get to choose your Hulk color, Madison. What would your Hulk color be?
Probably orange.
Yeah,
Aaron,
your Hulk color?
Green,
you gotta go classic.
Data, Hulk color?
Teal.
This is gonna be some fucked up Planet Hulk,
right?
I wanna blend in with the water, so when I go underwater, nobody can see me.
I gotta go Red Hulk.
Red Hulk? Just angry.
All the way.
All
just
the
so
time.
Mad all the time.
I'm trying to see if there's an orange Hulk.
I don't think I've ever seen.
Apparently there is an orange Hulk.
Yeah?
Earth 295. Oh, there's an orange
there's
Hulk.
There's an everything.
Oh, cool.
Called the Solar Hulk.
I'm the Solar Hulk. Hulk. Wow. Solar Hulk.
You turn 13 and that's you don't get your period. Twister. You instead 13. Get your Hulk powers.
Wow.
Which I guess is the same for some girls.
And then you go to Hulking school.
Because women be
right?
Women be cranky. You know what I'm saying there? One week out of the month,
goodness.
Women be hulking out on you. No?
No.
You're not with me on that one?
No.
Yeah, you go to Hulking school.
That's
yeah.
An interesting Hulk, though.
Rogue One, this is the Star Wars movie coming out in December, is rumored to be undergoing 4 weeks of reshoots.
Huh.
A new report claims that Disney brass are not fully satisfied with director Gareth Edwards' current cut on Rogue One, a Star Wars story, and have ordered production to commence 4 weeks of expensive reshoots in July. What do you think, Aaron? Why is this failing?
I don't think it's failing.
Well, they wouldn't do 4 weeks of really expensive reshoots unless they thought something was wrong.
And I want to know, have they named any characters? Or not characters, but actors that they're reshooting with?
It should be noted that the reshoots are a common part of almost every major film and don't in themselves indicate a major problem. Reshoots have been done in the past with Star Wars films, most notably the prequels.
Yeah.
So sneak diss. Yeah. It doesn't always fuck up your movie. And the last time it happened was Jar Jar Binks. They reshot and added Jar Jar.
Yeah, they just probably need a couple of fine touches here and there. And it's only 4 weeks. I mean,
a lot can happen in 4 weeks.
They replaced an actor.
Purple's a good color.
If that was the thing. Then
there's a purple Hulk.
Go into chat, because if you're not watching this live, you do listen to this on the podcast, you can watch it live. You go to twitch.tv/videogame_bang, and you can be a part of the conversation. Let's see. Charlie Manson says he'd be a yellow Hulk. Monoxide wants to be a purple Hulk. Lucas Tillery wants to be a blue Hulk. And
Amateri gave you a shout-out, Aaron.
Amateretsu wants to be
Blue.
I don't know. Just be red or green.
I liked the purple color. There is a purple Hulk, though, right?
There's a gray Hulk.
Oh.
When he lost his hair.
Amateria?
Amateretsu.
Amateria. Yeah, I gave a huge... Oh. Did you read the whole
thing? Yeah, yeah. I just got to read it. Thanks. Thanks, brother.
Go ahead. Read it out loud, Aaron.
I didn't get to see it. It flashed on the TV. That's where I was reading it.
All right.
It
says, well, it's late. I should get to bed. Got school and stuff.
Good night.
Also, want to give you a shout-out to my man, Aaron. He's one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met. He's got the looks, too. I mean, look at those shades. Peace.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
I think he knows that you're the one giving out the prize for Patreon. So at the end of the show, we will be doing...
It's always random, though.
Yeah, it's random.
Always random.
What's Compound Hulk?
You're just looking up every single Hulk now or something?
No, somebody posted. Oh. Charlie Manson. Manson. Posted.
Is that like a double, like a couple of different colors?
Compound.
It's a compound color. Compound color. Yeah, take your primary Hulks and they combine together.
It's like a compound sentence. Like two Hulks fused halfway together. They share a torso.
That would be terrible. That would be like the worst Hulk ever. They would never get anything done.
Conjoined.
They would literally rip themselves in half and kill themselves.
Every time. Yeah, it's part of their thing.
Every time.
So if you guys haven't already taken a listen, we do have a sister podcast called The Filmlosophers. So on this show, we talk about video games and geek culture in general. The Filmlosophers take it down a notch, talk just about movies. They get super in-depth. And Aaron was a guest on the show this week.
I was.
Talking about X-Men Apocalypse.
I'll call that the Y-Men Judgment Day.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, you haven't seen it?
Yeah, I wouldn't watched it.
So you paid money dollars to go see this?
I wouldn't say I paid.
Did you have someone pay for you again?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Lady friend.
Let's just say that I got to see this terrible, terrible movie. And if you want to save your money, go watch something else.
Why was it so bad?
Like I said before, when I started, if you listen to the Filmlosophers, it's a movie about gifted people, you know, who fight evil.
But you refuse to call them X-Men.
But it is not the X-Men. That is not the X-Men.
You know, gotcha. This episode of Filmosophers was billed as like Aaron versus Chad, because we knew going in that Aaron hated the movie, absolutely despised it.
And Chad loved it.
And Chad was a fan. And Aaron was going in talking head, saying no fan of the X-Men could actually give this movie any love. And when it came down to it, you put the two men in the room together. It was pretty disappointing.
Disappointing.
You guys were way too respectful.
You know why, though?
You guys...
And I said this in...
There's nobody to turn the better.
Aaron would, like, make his point, and then Chad would say something to counter it, and then Aaron would go, okay.
Twilight's a better
Here's the thing. And I said this last night when we were playing Overwatch with your cousin on the PlayStation 4. There's a time limit with Filmosophers, and they have a kind of... a very strict agenda that they go by. You know, they have their show notes and everything. And then again, not my show. I'm a guest in your house, right? So I'm not gonna.
So you're not gonna put your shoes on their couch.
I'm not. Yeah. So I'm not gonna grind my shoes on their feet. Me on the couch. Yeah.
So Filmosophers.
I was holding it back, and then I would cut any idea that I had short. Because, again, they're on a time limit. They have their things that they want to get to and everything. Like, there was a point in the show that I even thought that I went too far sometimes. They had little points that they wanted to get to for each movie. I mean, each part of the movie, right? And I was like, let's get to these points so I can just refute all of them.
I felt like...
We never got to that.
As someone who hadn't seen the movie, all of you guys talking about the movie and talking around the movie and fighting about it, did nothing. Like, you guys would allude to something kind of cool, but then you would get so caught up fighting each other or arguing about things. The one thing that came across that I saw from the trailers that I didn't like that I thought you had a good point on was how much responsibility and how much of a baby face they made Mystique.
Which makes no sense. That alone.
Wasn't it Jennifer
That's
Lawrence.
Exactly yeah. why.
It makes yeah. no sense
because
that she's...
That's who, yeah,
makes no sense. She's Mystique.
See, this is the extent of my my knowledge of the new X-Men movie is that there was some pretty insensitive marketing around LA with Apocalypse choking Mystique, which was a very a gender issue charged thing. Considering Jennifer Lawrence is actually like fighting for equal pay in the industry.
Yeah, but well, then she wouldn't have done that scene because she spends a good minute being choked in that movie. Yeah. So yeah. Whatever.
As everyone
it was
awkwardly
the, it was
like,
the marketing that was insensitive, though, considering that there's a lot of points in that movie that they could have chosen to do the marketing of.
The whole the movie's just bad. Yeah, it literally is just.
I feel like them putting her in that position is just because who she is.
Yeah, and oh, I yeah, said that sure. on the show yeah. too. I was like, it's the same thing with Siler. He should have died in season one of Heroes, and they should have been done with it. But he's a good actor. Fans liked him. They brought him back, and they squeezed every little bit of crap they could out of him.
So if you were rewriting the character, I mean rewriting the story, Aaron, I know you'd have changed a lot of things. Oh, but
everything.
Who would
from
you
the
have
beginning.
Put in that role? Cyclops?
In that role of being choked?
No, the
Cyclops, yes, for sure. Cyclops
for,
deserves
for
to be choked.
The
always.
Role of being choked, I guess it would be Sparkler.
The director
Sparkler
of the movie.
Sparkler.
Or the
Singer.
Director.
Yeah.
Jubilee,
obviously.
Jubilee has been in three movies. I didn't even get to that. She's been in three movies.
I haven't seen
had
her.
No lines.
And
yet
still
they touted
the most
her,
annoying character.
And yet touted her like she was going to be just, you know, all in this thing. Anyway, all those characters.
Who's leading the X-Men in Aaron's version?
Cyclops does.
Okay. Was the actor good enough?
The actor was fine, but they didn't focus the movie on them. They focused, they focused on them way less than they should have. And they made it as if Mystique was the next coming for mutants, and I didn't like that at all.
While she is badass, like she has her own comic arcs,
but
where
she should
she's
be
like, but it, she's always like the anti.
She should be the Darth Maul type of.
Yeah,
you should really like that villain. Like when people saw, nobody liked the prequels, right? Like nobody was a big fan of the Star Wars prequels, but when they saw Darth Maul, they were like, "I like that. That's cool. That's cool stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what she should be."
She needs to be a sleeper agent, like,
yes,
doing stuff behind the scenes with her own agenda.
Yes.
She's Mystique. That's what she does.
Yeah.
That's kind of her character.
You don't get that. They wasted it. You get Joan of Arc Mystique. Mm.
That's what Katniss Everdeen.
Yes.
Well, yeah. She said,
yes. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly who you get. Uh-huh. And it's so upsetting.
Well, she said she doesn't want to come. She's like questioning coming back. She doesn't want to. She's like it's kind of up to if a couple of the other actors that I'm friends with come back.
That's leveraging, I think, for more money.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
And what upset me, I think, the most, and I didn't even get to it on the show. I'm telling you, the time limit stomped me. If we had like a full blown episode debate, he'd be crushed.
Somebody that easy to say after the fact.
No, I promise you, somebody that gets so upset over Captain America's decision in the Marvel comic book should be livid with the X-Men movie.
I agree.
He cannot separate those two. He can't separate that decision that Marvel, the people that made Captain America, from the decision of Fox, the people that just bought those people.
I feel like they kind of fucked this movie up almost on purpose.
Fox doesn't care about
that. Yeah, Fox doesn't care about the franchises. They don't. Well, like, why would they? It took how long for Ryan
Reynolds
to even get a
six
Deadpool?
Years or
yeah,
like
and how much of his maybe. Own money?
Of his own, yeah. He had it's,
and then they still had to leak a trailer.
It's a testament of how much he loved and cared for that character to bring the actual character to light. Fox is like, this is we throw a Flash in your face. And we give you the costumes that look kind of like the comic books, and you will love it. That's what it is.
That's Fox. Yep.
So it's.
Yeah, no, Fox has definitely screwed up all the X-Men movies.
I always think you got to be wary when you bring in.
I mean, I liked the first X-Men that came out a long time ago.
That's the height of the whole series.
I feel like you really have to like play your cards very carefully when you bring in your main villain. You have to pretty much be ready to end your franchise, I feel.
Yeah.
And because what are you going to do after Rogue. Apocalypse?
Well, their teaser was for Mr. Sinister, yes.
Yeah, I mean, but he's still...
He's not an Apocalypse-level bad guy.
They should have done a Sinister and, you know, made him really badass.
Yeah.
And then brought him on as a horseman.
Yeah, well, not brought him on as a horseman, but make a Sinister, yes.
No, bring him on as a horseman. Then you bring in your villains. Like, you do, like, a culmination of all, like, the people you've alluded
Sinister
to.
Leads into Apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's who made a Sinister's Apocalypse. So the movie should have been
Sinister.
A Sinister movie, and then the tease should have been Apocalypse. Just like you have Avengers, the first Avengers, their main bad guy, Loki, leads into who? Just a tease of Thanos. And you don't even get that for the next one.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're playing the long game so well.
Yeah. And so Chad agreed with this, X-Men is essentially its own universe within the Marvel universe. There's so much in that.
Yeah.
Fox and Sony are like, you know, teenagers having sex. They're just waiting on that climax and it just comes way too soon. But Marvel, porn stars. Full blown porn stars making you 45 minutes. 7 hour
movies.
7 hours and you're like, when are they coming?
Yeah, it's definitely night and day.
Oh, yeah.
And I think at the end of it all, the reason why I was so easy to be like, okay, Chad, one, of course, the time, and then two, whenever I asked him the big question of if all that stuff, the storyline and the characters being right, if you're not going in there for that, like, what am I going in for? It was something to that effect. It was a little different. You can hear it whenever you listen to the film Lost Words. But when he was like, then you just got to watch it as a movie. Then I was like, well, then you literally just said what I said when I started this. This is a movie.
But it's not X-Men. It's kind of like Ninja Turtle, the first Ninja Turtle movie. It was an action movie, and it had the Ninja Turtles in it.
Giant
but it
reptiles.
Was not, yeah, but it was not a
and
Ninja
Turtle. And they knew karate.
Yeah.
But they weren't the Ninja Turtles.
It wasn't the Ninja Turtles. Yeah. So
there were giant robots that can turn into vehicles.
Yep.
But they weren't Transformers.
They weren't Transformers. Yeah. It wasn't a Transformers movie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We've been covering a lot of Overwatch because it's a game that's kind of taken over. Like,
are we still going to go to Overwatch again?
We are. We are.
I can't talk about Overwatch.
Well, that's why it's perfect you're here, because we're going to convert you.
Not really.
We are.
I've played it like a few times. I've played it like a handful of times, and I just don't really care.
Because I've heard a lot of comparisons.
Yeah, I've played Team Fortress less than I've played Overwatch. I didn't care for that one either.
So then she's just not going to like the genre then.
Yeah, the class based shooter.
We're going to convert her. I have a feeling we're going to convert her.
No, you're really not.
I think we are.
I've not even just not the class based shooter. I just don't like
good games.
The arena shooters.
Gotcha.
Period.
No. Oh, yeah. You're not
like, I'll hop into a game, like, every 6 months, maybe.
Well, the rest of the internet likes it, and there's porn. Like, it's taken over the porn world. It really pissed off Jake points.
Yeah, Jake was upset.
I'm with James. Let's talk upset. Harry Potter.
I don't do Harry Potter.
An article was written by nerdreactor.com by an author by the name of Aaron Carter? Carter? Aaron Aaron Carter. And he said four things that can improve Overwatch.
Yes.
Number one was balancing.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely needs a little bit of balance work.
What do you think, Aaron?
When I have to see play of the match be Bastion or Toby Ornn every freaking time?
That's an issue with, like, play of the match, though.
No, that's an issue with them being too OP and sitting back and just.
Yeah, there's no way a turret should be able to just sit there and destroy a whole team for 5 minutes of a match.
You know how quick a Bastion can take down a shield for
Reinhardt?
That's
instant.
Ridiculous. I should be like a tank going out there blocking my team.
You should be able to block all the turret shots so your team can progress through and then sneak through
glass.
And take through that.
That's what Reinhardt's shield is against Bastion. Glass.
So what's your fix for Bastion?
Like I said, you know what? I wouldn't even... I would make his spread a lot bigger in turret form.
His the recoil?
Yeah.
Yeah, recoil needs to go up.
Yeah,
recoil up, damage slightly down, just a tad down.
It's so focused to where it's like just a beam to kill
laser
stuff.
Focused. Yes. Yeah,
I can shoot through.
I feel like it when you counter pick properly. If you get like a team full of Bastions, they're easy to counter pick.
Well, yeah. Then you, but if you see a team full of Bastions, you just pick a whatchamacallit, the sniper, one of the snipers, and you just
she's
snipe
good,
them from afar.
Reaper's good,
Rat. What's his name?
Junkrat.
Junkrat actually good. Is very good against any turret.
Genjis are good.
I'll take a Genji out with the Bastion. No problem.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it comes down to the skill of the player still. Like, a really good Bastion is hard to deal with. But bad Bastions are... You can just waste them fairly easily. I do agree there's balancing issues. I think maybe they should incorporate, like, a nerf if everybody chooses the same character.
Yeah, I said a few
like
nerfs.
A penalty.
A
you're buff. Talking about like a multiple
oh,
team
wow.
penalty?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I feel like that's so trolly.
Punish
like,
people for...
If your whole team picks the same character that you take... I could see that. Something small. Something super crazy, but like, you know, higher cooldowns.
Me and Jerry went up against a team full of Soldier 76s, and we got wrecked the first round. And we were like, crap, this was just Soldier 76, but they came out Call of Duty style and just blasting everything. And then, the next round, they were all Tobjorns, and we smashed through them viciously. Like, they couldn't get their turrets up quick enough, and we just beat the mess out of them.
See, we played against a whole team of Mays.
That's got to be irritating.
It was so irritating. We lost terribly. And then it kind of hit me, like, why don't we all just choose Mays? Or, you know, why don't we all just choose the same characters all the time?
Yeah, Mays a little irritating, because she... There just needs to be balances. They definitely need to look, and you would think with the beta, 9 million people played, Bastion was OP there.
Yep.
And then whenever Jerry got the game for the first day, he texted me saying, oh, they fixed Bastion. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Number two, map adjustments. One area I thought is perfectly fine in the game.
Not perfect.
I love the maps.
Not perfect.
There's a few like different areas which are just, they're really awkward to fight in.
I even... point out Hanamura, the Japanese place.
Yeah.
When you're the attacking team on that one, there's like one giant door that everybody has to go through.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then two small ones that only the ninja type of people can jump up and get to or, you know, stealthier people.
Mm-hmm. You have to have some type of mobility type character.
But
in
you're
order
basically
to...
funneled in through this one spot.
And that's where you get all the thorns and the Tornborn and freaking Bastions.
And they
just
point right there and they blast everybody. So that makes me have to be a certain character to get past it. I shouldn't have to
switch like that mid-game unless... if you're just, you know, you're counter-picked right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's an excusable reason for me to have to go and change my character.
Yes, but the level shouldn't be.
The level shouldn't warrant that.
Charlie Manson says the Egypt choke point is horrible.
There's another one.
There's another one in Hollywood, too.
Hollywood.
One of the Hollywood maps. There's this giant arc.
And right before you get to the limo?
You have to get through that and then over this, like, little garage.
Yeah, there's definitely... some of the maps are done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's the multiple
circle, the one with the circle,
yes, the one with the circle, city, like, I think it's Eos or whatever. Or
The Rome with the Roman pillars and stuff. Yep. That one's a really good one as well.
And there's like multiple entry points to the objectives, but some of them they kind of. I mean, I want to see more levels, definitely.
Yes,
but some of them they need to kind of rehaul.
Number three, you said the party system needs to be updated. Or what's wrong with the party system?
Very nitpicky when I chose this one. That's because we'll get into a match, and everything's fine, but then it's like everybody wants to open their boxes. So then we all have to scatter apart and then open our loot crate.
So matchmaking is too fast.
No.
You can't open loot crates.
The fact that I can't take my team out of a lobby and stay with them like Call of Duty.
When you back out, like it drops
everybody.
Party.
Yeah, you disband everybody. Why can't we all stay together, open our stuff when we're ready, jump back
in? Let's stay together.
I said that's very nitpicky of me. Definitely.
Yeah, but that's
Call of Duty does it all the time.
But I mean, that's something that's just such a pain in the ass to have to go back in and reinvite everybody.
Yeah, reinvite every single person that you were with again.
Yeah.
And then...
Not a problem for me.
Well, it makes me think about it because Call of Duty Black Ops, you open up loot crates, but you all can back out as a group and open up your loot and then go back into a match if you wanted to.
When you play on PC, the party system isn't really a problem.
Do you stay in a group whenever you back out or something?
No, you just don't play with other people.
Oh, I see. So it's the lonely system.
Yeah. Okay. And then finally, last but not least, you said the character release.
Yes.
You want more characters?
I want their releases to be in a pack for each role
or class.
So
you don't want each new character to come out and be 400 Microsoft points or
whatever
you peasants use?
So think of League of Legends, Smite, any MOBA basically. When they release another champion, it's one champion. Then everybody's like, oh, freaking, this champion is broken.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it didn't balance.
So you want them to
it's a money thing.
I want them to release in a group so that way they have it balanced for everything. You know, if it's a rock, paper, scissor group to where it's countered.
That's
good
tricky.
Good luck with that one.
I even say in the article, I'm like, it probably will take a little bit longer.
It's a lot longer.
Yeah, a lot longer. But I think to keep the game balanced, they can do something like that.
All right, so Madison is raising hell in the chat. She's going, yawn, I want to talk about something else. I don't care about Overwatch.
Oh, it is not just me.
So,
hold the phone. It is not just me. You had two other Twitch trotters.
Okay, not counting your husband
Twitch
and your...
Trotters.
No, my husband's taking part. He loves Overwatch.
Okay, so that's why we're going to open up this to... This is going to be called Madison's Minute. So we're going to give Madison an entire minute.
To what?
To talk about whatever she wants. What do you think is interesting, Madison?
Oh, right now? Fuck.
I hate being put on the spot. Oh, so you want to tear down other people's ideas.
I hate being put on the spot. I don't know. I'm really interested in Pokemon Go, and I really want to play that.
Oh, continue. You got a whole minute.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. You guys just had, like, the last 15. And you, all right, I'm done.
No, just kidding. No, seriously. That is a good topic, actually. I got to give you kudos because Pokemon Go is big. It's going to take over the world.
It really is, though. It's going to take over the mobile race.
I need to see prices.
How much microtransactions?
How much is it going to cost for you to buy a Great Ball?
Yeah, don't
ball
act like that's not
going to
be a thing.
Oh, I don't imagine it. No, microtransactions are absolutely going to be a thing. Yeah. They've already talked about them about being a thing. It is going to be for things like Master Balls and maybe additional potions, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what the prices are going to be. I know that they haven't announced anything about prices, but I imagine because a lot of like the mobile games, they have like package prices. They'll have like those little jewels or whatever, and they'll release them for prices in increments of $1.50 up to $40.
Pay to win?
No. It is absolutely not going
to
be a pay
to
win.
I think it'll be pay to make your life easier to catch.
Yeah, I'm saying like if there's a Gyarados that I can't catch with my regular Pokeball.
And you spend five bucks to get, 20 Great Balls.
Yes.
And those have a, extra 30% chance of capture rate.
I'll be upset.
A buddy of ours, a mutual friend, is on the beta, and we did get to see some of the gameplay. We can't go into too many
NDA
details because there's NDA, but... yada yada yada, Eradicate got captured in my house. And
this house is infested with raticates.
Yeah. I got to call an exterminator. He thought I was fucking crazy. Aaron, what did you think your first impression of it though? Seeing it in person.
It was very small.
We didn't see. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get like a giant tour.
You guys got what, like 5 minutes? Look at
not
it.
Even.
Not even.
Not even.
2 minutes.
But just seeing it in person.
Yeah.
And this is just the beta. Like, they're continually improving it every week.
I like the interface. I mean, I like the fact that it's a map. You know, mm-hmm. kind of. You know, you see. Oh, one of the things they said. I don't even know. Can we even get into
what?
I mean, we can get into it. We're not dropping any names. Yeah, we're not dropping any names.
Yeah.
One of the things was like, is there a coffee shop over there? Because there's a place where you can go, and you'll if you go there, it'll give you kind of like a treasure chest of different things. So you might get some coins.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of Ingress? The game Ingress? That one is downloadable right now. It's they're the people who are making Pokemon Go currently. I had to delete Ingress off my phone because for a while I didn't get it. And I was trying to mess around with those portal things. But then once I figured out how to play the game, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get addicted to this. And my husband's already mad at me. So I deleted it off my phone immediately.
Why is he on your ass? Dan.
Because her babies were near the gorilla pits and she was sitting there playing Ingress.
Message to Dan, get off her ass, man.
There was a moment where he started crawling across some hot asphalt because I wasn't paying as close attention to him, but he did not end up in a gorilla pit, luckily.
She just put on her Chewbacca mask and everything was all right.
Yeah.
Did you see, like, they hiked up the price on those suckers? That Chewbacca mask thing went crazy.
Oh, of course they're going to after that. After the publicity stunt and made it popular.
Yeah.
That's how it works. That's you
blind
know.
Demand.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants one now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's like the guy who was eating Five Guys burgers and fries. The damn.
Oh yeah. He did the Patti LaBelle pies.
Oh, that's how that one went
uh-huh.
up, too.
Patti
yeah.
LaBelle pies
that's
with that one.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 villain revealed. Maybe.
Who was that? Yeah.
So before we get into this or even start discussing it, we got to throw a big fat speculation tag out here because this is not confirmed whatsoever. It's just what people think based off of.
It's going to happen.
It's the internet, so chances are it's right. But disclaimer, if it doesn't happen, you can't say, oh, bang, you guys are fucking dumb. We're just speculating here. Of all the secrecy involved in MCU... the film that's remained the most secretive is Guardians 2. We know that Mantis, Taserface, Tulk, they will all be in the movie, and that Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell, and Elizabeth Debicki will play yet undisclosed characters. A new report by Joe Blow now maintains that the main villain of the piece will be none other than Aisha.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Aisha?
Yeah, Aisha Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't
Lana.
Know.
Lana's coming to
I'm trying to find who
galaxy.
That is right now,
yeah,
actually.
As we all frantically search.
Aisha from Marvel, also known as Kismet.
I've heard of Kismet.
I almost feel like the more obscure the character is, the better.
You know, it's good.
Oh, yeah, especially for Guardians.
Good. Yeah, because they were obscure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah.
They do best.
Go for it.
They do best with their obscurity.
You guys hear the theme
gives
song.
Gives James Gunn so much freedom to work with, and he's just going to, I think he's going to just destroy again.
And you can do that with the
Guardian.
Obscure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You can do that with the obscure.
The show is coming to a close. You guys hear the music. Before we go, as part of our patron ritual, for those who support the show, we thank you so much. Aaron is in charge of the prize this week, or this month.
Yes, this is for this month.
And so it's a mystery prize. You don't know what's going to get sent to your house. I have all the names of the patrons in this box. The lovely Madison is going to draw a name, and providing that you're checked it and bounce,
wow,
you will be our winner.
Got a name here.
Who do we got? Into the microphone.
We've got a name here, and the name is GSM.
Game, set, match. All right, so game, set, match. Let me check the validity of your account.
I don't know who
here.
That is.
You don't know who Game Set Match is?
I thought she was going to say Gaming Since Gaming.
I was really hoping it wasn't Gaming Since Gaming because he wins all the damn time. Game Set Match. Yeah, he's a patron, active. Check did not bounce.
Wow.
Congratulations, Gaming Sense Match.
Yeah, Gaming Sense Match.
Do I get to pick another?
Nope, that's
just
it.
Put it in there.
No,
put it back. He goes in for the next month. So congratulations, Game Set Match. If you're listening to this, we will request your address and you send us your stuff. Thank you so much for our double dose of girls on the episode. Woo! Girl power.
You know, it's a podcast, guys.
Yeah.
So the waiting.
Sorry.
They can see us. The people who are live right now, they can see us.
Yeah, they can see us put our hands in the air.
Wow. All right, for Madison, Jada, Aaron, and myself, you've all just been banged.